makes the simple difficult. You have to be very bright. You have to be very committed to understand this convoluted, complicated system of dispensationalism, when the basic biblical text, as you read in the epistles and the gospels, is simple. At the appointed time, Christ will return. And when he returns, it will be to judge the living and the dead. There'll be the resurrection and the final consummation of all things. And that, the Bible repeatedly tells us, is the end of history. So the sad thing is, by all the emphasis on the details, no looking at the box top of the puzzle, looking for end-time prophecy fulfillment, looking for the details in the news and so on, the practical consequences, and I know dispensationalists don't want to see this happen, but the practical consequences, everybody's watching the signs of the times and just kind of missing that the central character in all of Scripture is Jesus Christ, his person and work, and how he's fulfilled everything that God has required of us under his law, and how his death pays for all of our sins. Jesus gets lost in the shuffle.